Ja. Yeah, so the Gemara says, we saw yesterday we're in the middle of a Rashi where the Mishnah said that even though the Zman of the Mitzvah, even though the Zman of the Mitzvah is essentially all night, which Mitzvah are we talking about? We're talking about the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but also if you remember Hakrovas Karbonis and Achilas Karbonis. So why, if that's the case, did the Chachamim say only until Chatzos? And we have the famous principle, Kedei Laharche Kesa'odom Min Ha'Aveiro. Which means, by the way, this is very important, that actually there are not really three separate opinions in the Mishnah then. When you read the Mishnah, it sounds like there are three opinions. Opinion number one, into a third of the night. Ashmeris Rishena. Opinion number two, Chatzos. Opinion number three, Amud HaShachar. But now Rabban Gamliel is really explaining to us that no, even the Chatzos opinion just says that Lechatchilat should be to Chatzos. But he's also asking that B'dieved, you can do it all night, because essentially the mitzvah is Kol HaLayla. So if that's the case, then why did they ever say that even Lechatchilat you should do it until Chatzos? The answer is, K'dei Laharche Kesa'odo Minu Aveiro. So we look at Rashi. We're up to the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Kedei la'archik odo minu aveiro. Ve'osrum ba'achila koidem zmanon.
Obviously a window, like 30 minutes or something, right?
Right. Kedei shelo yovoi la'ochlon la'achar amud ha'shachar. So that you, chas v'shalom, shouldn't end up eating the korban after amud ha'shachar, the yischayiv koras. So that's why they said that you should eat it, have it all finished by chatzos. That's what it means. V'osrum ba'achila koidem zmanom. They actually forbade you to eat it even before the end of the time that's really allowed. That means essentially what's really allowed is till the end of the night. But they said, no, don't go that far. Why not? Because we don't want you, chas v'shalom, spilling over after Amud HaShachar, and then chas v'shalom, the person would be chayev kores, v'chein b'kriya shema. So too with Kriya Shema, lezareiz es ha'odom, in order that he should speed him up. Shelo yoimar, he should not say, yeshli oid shohois. So that he shouldn't be tempted to say, well, what's the problem? I have plenty of time left. Ubetoich kach, and then all of a sudden, yale amud ha'shachar. Before he knows it, the time will elapse. He'll find himself now post amud ha'shachar, v'ovar lo yazman. And his man will bypass him. Now, Rashi adds, the Hector Chalovim, remember there were three cases altogether. There was Kriya Shema, there was the Hakrova, that's what we call that Hector of Chalovim, and then there was the Achila of the Korban. All three of them, we said, essentially the mitzvah is all night. Which of those three did Chazal say the lechatchila, you should do it before Chatzos? So if you look at the previous Rashi, look at the last Rashi, the short Rashi, just before the one we're learning now. Imke lama omru chachomim ad mitzvahs ad Chatzos, and Rashi says bekriya shema uba'achilas kachim. So obviously, everybody when they learn that Rashi immediately jumps up and down. What's going on? Why did Rashi only quote two examples when essentially there should be three? There really are three examples, not only Kriya Shema, not only Achilas Kochim, but also the Hakrova. Why did Rashi miss that out? So here comes the answer. If you look in our Rashi, Rashi says, the Hector Chalovim, the sacrificing of Chalovim, the Ktoni Hocha, which is stated over here, Loi omru boi chachamim ad chatzois klal. the Chatzos rule does not apply to the sacrificing of Chalovim. It only applies to the eating of the Korbanos. So why is it mentioned in our Mishnah at all? It was only ever mentioned over here, Elolo Hidia, just to teach us, Shekol Dovor Hanoeg Balaila, that essentially whenever you have a mitzvah to do at night, Kosher Kol Halaila. That's the famous rule, the Hachi Nami Tanama Perek Sheni de Megillah. We have this in the Mefurash Mishnah, the second parak of Megillah. The Kol Halaila Kosher Lektzira. So Oimer, Ula Hector Chalovim Ve'evarim. So we have a rule, but we have an exception to the rule. The general rule is as follows. Whenever there is a mitzvah whose time is night, then by definition, that means the entire nightfall all the way till the morning. That's the general rule. Now, the addition to that rule is that on occasion, as we've just seen, at least on two occasions, even though mi'ikad in the mitzvah is all night long, but Chazal, not the Torah, Chazal said, l'chatchila, you should be mekayim the mitzvah by chatzos, because otherwise we're worried you might spill over the time. Now, the obvious question is, of course, what? So if that's the case, why didn't they say that with regard to every mitzvah? Rashi just told us that when it comes to Hekta Chalovim, sacrificing the korban, there the mitzvah really is all night. And in fact, you don't even have to do it lechatzila by chatzos. Sfira Sa'imah. So we know it's true. There's an Indian to do Sfira Sa'imah as early as you can because of Tamimois. But putting Tamimois aside, is it any difference if you makayim the mitzvah at 10 o'clock at night or at 4 o'clock in the morning? No. It doesn't say anywhere the lechatzila you should be Makayim Sphere Sa'imah by Chatzos. So what's going on over here? Did Chazal put up this fence Kedei Laharchek HaSa'odam in Avera, or did they not? And the answer is, it depends on the gravity and the severity of the Avera. That's why Rashi threw in that when it comes to eating Korbanos, you might Chas V'Shalom be Chayev Kores. Ooh, Kores is very serious. Kores is so serious that I cannot afford to run the risk of missing the time. Or Kriya Shema, you see how important Kriya Shema is, even though if somebody does not say Kriya Shema, obviously he does not get Kores. But saying Kriya Shema is so important that we equate it to an Avera that has Kores. And we don't Chas V'Shalom want to run the risk of anybody missing out the correct time for Kriya Shema. Whereas Sfira Sa'imah, it's true, Sfira Sa'imah is a mitzvah in our Torah, at least in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But if you miss out the mitzvah, we cannot compare that in severity to these other mitzvahs that we've just compared now. So again, the general rule is any mitzvah where the Laila is the correct Zman, by definition, that means the entire Laila all the way to the morning. Stage two is, on occasion, Chazal said the lechatchila, however, you should mekayim the mitzvah by chatzos, but not always. In fact, normally, they didn't say that. So why did they, in the case of the mitzvahs? The answer is because these two mitzvahs are more severe, either in importance or mitzvah the punishment. Therefore, we don't want to run the risk of possibly missing the time. Okay, now there is a very lengthy Tosfos, which we need to see, but I'd like to see the Gemara first. Maybe let's get stuck into a little bit of Gemara. It's not difficult Gemara. Now, the opening line of the Mishnah was, it says, Mei Masai Kirinish Shema Ba'arvin. So the Mishnah is big, in fact, beginning with a question. Now, it's a rather strange way to begin a Mishnah. When is the time for Kriya Shema Ba'arvis? Wouldn't it have been more appropriate to first tell me that there's actually an obligation to say Kriya Shema? Then you can start discussing the details. So that's the Gemara's query. The Gemara says, Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, Heicha Koi. What is he referring to? Diktoni, that he stated, quote unquote, Me'emosai. What is he referring to? Is there some prior knowledge? Is it so obvious, and is the most obvious thing in the world, that you've got to say Kriya Shema Balayla so that the Tana of the Mishnah can just launch into the question, Me'emosai? What are you referring to? If there would be, for example, a prior Mishnah which would state that Meirai V'Raboisai, you've got to say Kriya Shema Balayla, so then I understand that the follow-up Mishnah says, and when is that? Now we can discuss the details. The first time with the principle. But obviously, if we're learning Brachos Daf Beis, then there is no prior Mishnah. And that's the Gemara's question. Tana Heicha Koi. So what are you referring to? Well, what are you referring to? Question number one. Look at Rashi. First Rashi on the Gemara. Heicha koi, meheicha kosalik. Where are you coming from? The Tana bei chayvas kriya shema. Where are you coming from? Have you ever stated to me the chiyav of kriya shema shehischil lishoil, so that you can now start beginning to ask questions? Kan zman hakriya, about the zman of the kriya. You've never even told me that there's a chiyav kriya in the first place. You're just now launching into questions. So that's question number one. Back into the Gemara, says the Gemara, there's another question. The Sue. Maishno detoni ba'arvis bereisha. Another question. Why is it that the Tana discusses the evening first? Lisni de shachris bereisha, question mark. Why doesn't he begin with the morning? So if I were beginning the halachas of Kriya Shema, I'd say, listen, firstly, you've got to say Kriya Shema in the morning, and at the end of the day, you say it in the night. So why is the Tana beginning with halachas of Kriya Shema balaylo? That's the Gemara's question. So we have two questions over here. Number one, where is the previous statement? Has anybody ever told us that you've got to read Kriya Shema balaylo so that you can now start posing questions about what exactly is the Zman? And number two, why are we discussing Kriya Shema balaylo, which is at the end of the day, surely would it be more appropriate to talk about Kriya Shema bayoim, which is the beginning of the day? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Tana akro koi. He's referring to the Pasuk. You asked, what is the Tana referring to? Where are you coming from? As if it's a matter of fact. And we all know that you've got to say Kriya Shema balaylo, such that you're now asking questions about it. Where are you coming from? And the answer is, he's coming directly from the Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? Diksiv b'shachbacha uvkumecha. I.e., if the Torah says that when you go to sleep and when you get up in the morning, you've got to say Kriya Shema, so there is no necessity now for the Mishnah to state as a statement that you know you've got to say Kriya Shema at night. That's obvious. It's a Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah. So therefore, we have every license just to launch into the questions. When is the Laila? Which Laila? What Laila? Where Laila? The answer is, yeah, the Laila that's spoken about in the Torah. It says, B'shach B'cha.
Doesn't this answer both questions?
That answers both questions. Number one, where are we coming from? The answer is, we come from the Pasuk. Number two, why we spoke about Laila first? Because the Pasuk does. Pasuk says b'shachmacha, going to sleep, which is at laila. So Tana Akra Koi, it says b'shachmacha b'kumecha. V'ochiktani, that's what we're learning now. Zman, Kriyas, Shema, Deshchiva, Amas. Amos, is that the word? Amosai. So that's why the Tana is launching into the question. Yes, I know it says in the Torah, b'shachmacha. So I know quite clearly that there's a chiv of Kriya Shema Balayla. That's not a chiddush at all. I just want to know, what is the Zman Shechiva? And the answer is, Misho Shakoinim Nichnasim Lechol B'Trumasam, etc., etc. Says Rashi, Akro Koi is referring to the Pasuk. Vesham lomad chayvas akriya, and that's where he learned the chiyuv of kriya from. So you can't ask. We've never been told you've actually got to read kriya shema. The answer is yes, we have. It's mafurish pasuk in the Torah. Just like, for example, if you would open, as an example, Masechta Shabbos. Right. So Masechta Shabbos says the halachas of this malacha and that malacha and this malacha. Whoa, 1 second. Why does the Mishnah not begin with, you must keep Shabbos and not do malacha? Then you can tell me the details. The obvious answer is, I don't need to. It's Mefurash HaPasuk in the Torah. So I'm allowed to launch straight into all the details and the questions because the principle is explicit in the Torah. Says the Gemara, same two over here as well. The principle you are obligated to say Kriya Shema Balayla is explicit in the Torah. Therefore, the only thing to discuss now is the details. So as you pointed out, Moshe Zadig, this answers both questions. Number one, where are we coming from? Who says there's an obligation? The answer is the Torah does. Number two, why are we talking about Laila first? Because the Torah does, B'shach B'cha. Says the Gemara, with regard to the second question, we have another answer. We learn from the creation of the world. What does it say in the creation of the world? So first it mentions Laila, and then it mentions day. And as we know, the Jewish calendar always has Laila and only then Yom. Now, this pasuk of Vayerev Vayivoyke doesn't answer both questions. Doesn't answer both questions. It only answers the second kasha of the Gemara. If the Gemara says, why do you say Laila first? Mm-hmm. So that we can suggest an alternative teretz because we've got a new pasuk of Ayere Vayivoyke. But it's obviously not a teretz of the first question. In fact, if you look at Rashi, look at Rashi. Rashi says on the fifth bottom line, V'iboyis Eimer, Odetana Arvin Bereisha, that which Mariv is stated first, Yalef Mibriyasa Shal Olam. So what's Rashi pointing out over here? That this is only a reference to the second question of the Gemara. If you want to know why is Laila mentioned first, so either because of B'shach B'cha of Kumecha or because of the Pasuk Vayer Vayivayke. Tez the Gemara, Ihochi, if so, what about the Sefer? In the Sefer, there's a Mishnah much later on in the Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and it says, Tektoni, quote unquote, Beshachar in the morning, Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneho, you make two brachas prior to Shema, which are those? The ones we said this morning in Davening. Yoytzer Hamoiros and Haboichem Amo Yisrael Be'ahavo. Those are called the Birkas Kriya Shema. Va'achas La'achareho. Which one is that? That's Goal Yisrael. Ube'erev Mevorech Shtayim Lefoneho V'Shtayim La'achareho. In the evening, there's two before and two after. What's the two before? Hamariv Arovim and Oyev Amo Yisrael. And afterwards is Goal Yisrael and then Shomer Amo Yisrael Lo'ad. Now, what's strange about that Mishnah? That in that Mishnah, what's mentioned first? The morning. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Listni state the Arvis Beresha. Why is the Arvis not mentioned in the Resha? That's the Ihochi. If so, as you've just now gone and told me that what? That we always follow the order of the Torah. So why in the next Mishnah does it tell you about Kriya Shema in the morning and only then Kriya Shema in the Laila? Says the Gemara, it's a technicality. Tana, the Tana, Posach, he opened up Ba'arvis. The Tana launched the Masechta, that's our Mishnah, telling you the halachas of Arvis. The Hodar Toni B'Shachris, and then told us Shachris, Ad Dekoi B'Shachris, now that we're standing talking about Shachris, Porish, it explained to me, Mili the Shachris, all the various items of Shachris, the Hodar Porish, and then came back to explain Mili the Arvis, all the various details of Arvis. So it's a technicality, it's just the way the Tana writes things. Why did we begin talking about Kriya Shema Balaila? Because of the Pasuk. Okay. So first Laila, Vayhi Erev, and then Vayhi Voiker. Once you mentioned Voiker, so if we're on the subject, rather than going back to Mariv, if we're anyway discussing Shachris, because we first said Kriya Shema Balaila, then we say Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Whilst we're on the subject of Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, let me just fill you in on a few details, and then we'll come back to Kriya Shema Balaila. So everything makes sense. Says Rashi, V'hodar tona b'shachris, me'emasai kairin eshema b'shachris, right? So first it tells me all about Kriya Shema b'layla. Then it tells me the halachas of Kriya Shema b'shachris. Once it mentions Kriya Shema b'shachris, then enochanami, we have no problem in then telling me all the further details. Okay. Now, let's make a start. We're not going to be able to finish it, but let's make a start to this long thesis. If you remember, we saw yesterday that Rashi asked a very big kasha, an enormous kasha, in fact. Rashi says that the zman of Kriya Shema cannot be too early or too late. Once it's over the zman, whatever you hold the zman is, you've missed the boat. But so too, if you read it too early, you're also not Yetzer. What's called too early? Before the beginning of Laila. So Rashi asked the question, if you tell me that there's no point reading Kriya Shema by Yoim, why? Because that's prior to the Zman. Isn't that exactly what we all do when it comes to making early Mariv? We all say Kriya Shema by Yoim at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the early Mariv. What's going on? So what did Rashi tell you? That you're right. There's actually no purpose whatsoever with regard to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. There is no purpose. And in fact, you have to read Kriya Shema once again come nightfall. Although Rashi did say that for that, you don't have to say all of Kriya Shema. It's enough just to say the first parasha. So why indeed do we ever say Kriya Shema first time round? So if you remember, Rashi said because of this principle, and then he said it's explicit in Yerushalmi, there's an inyan to daven mitoich divrei Torah. Okay, but it's nothing to do with the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema, you are absolutely not yotze, and you have to read it once again, or at least part of it, come nightfall. And this was based on Yerushalmi. Rashi referred you to a Yerushalmi. So now let's begin Tosfos. First Tosfos in Shas. Mehimosai, Koirin, Pirish, Rashi. Rashi asks the question, Va'anan, and we. Heichi korino miboid yoim. How is it that we recite Kriya Shema whilst it's still day? Ve'ein onu mamtinim letzeis ha'koichovim. And we do not wait until tzeis ha'koichovim. Kedemafarish be'gemora, as the Gemara will eventually explain, that this is what they used to do. How, in fact, is that the case? Question mark. Al-Kain, therefore, in response to that question, Pirish Rashi, Shekriya Shema, She'al Hamito Iker. V'hu, Lachar Tzeis HaKichon. So Rashi, remember, answered the question and says, yes, you're quite right. The main Kriya Shema, the one with which you are Yetzer the Mitzvah, is in fact not the Mariv Kriya Shema, the one you say in Shul, because that's too early, rather Kriya Shema Alamita. That's the main one. And the Kriya Shema Alamita is obviously Achatzei Sakrichovim. So why do we bother the Chlal saying it? It's a carry-on. The Hocha Isa B'Yerushalmi. And indeed, this is all a quote of Rashi. Rashi cited a Yerushalmi that says, Im Koro Koidim Lachein. If you read Kriya Shema, if you recite Kriya Shema before the given time, Lo yotza v'imkein, if that's the case, lomo onu mispalalim kriya shema b'beis haknesses. So why indeed do we recite kriya shema in the shul? And the answer was, kedei la'amoid b'tfila mitoich divrei Torah. So that you should enter davening from divrei Torah. That is all a quote of Rashi. So again, are you yotze the mitzvah of kriya shema when you recite it in the shul, mib'oid yoim? And the answer is absolutely not. The only way you are yotze is with your Kriya Shema al hamito balayla. Why indeed, therefore, do you read it during the day? And the answer is because there's a new principle of hilchas tefillah. Nothing to do with Kriya Shema. Nothing to do with Kriya Shema. It's aloch of tefillah. But the appropriate way to daven is apparently mitoich divrei Torah. Mitoich divrei Torah. Okay. Says Tosfos, I disagree vehemently with Rashi. Tema lepirushoi. His whole pirush is a very big wonder. Why? V'haloi ein ha'oilom regilin likrois samuch l'shchiva elo parsha rishoina. The oilam, the velt, the world, are only accustomed to saying Kriya Shema Alamito, which parsha? Only the first parsha. The imkein, shalosh, underline the word shalosh, shalosh parashios, hoyolayli Christ, question mark. If you're telling me that the Kriya Shema Bayoim was worth nothing with regard to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and you are only yoitze with the Kriya Shema Balailo, says Tosfos, I'm sorry, that's highly unsatisfactory. Because Balailo, meaning Al Hamito, you only ever read one parsha. And if you're going to tell me that during the day you were not yoitze anything, then you should have read three at night. Now, we know that Rashi already addressed this question. What did Rashi say? Rashi said that the one parasha you say for Kriya Shema Alamito suffices. The general minag is, if you look in every single siddur, when it brings Kriya Shema Alamito, it does not bring three parashas of Shema, it only brings one. Says Rashi, no problem. That suffices essentially for Kriya Shema. Which, by the way, my Rav Rabbi Yisai, is a terrifically important point. And this may well be, as we're seeing now, a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? How much do you have to recite for Yetzer the mitzvah? So yes, we know in Shul we say three parashas. But Kriya Shema Lamita, we only do one parasha. So Rashi did not see any problem with that. Why not? Because Rashi says you only actually need to recite one solitary parasha. Tosfos is having nothing of it. Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Olam only read one parasha, and if you're telling me that by Yoim you were not Yoitzi anything, then I'm sorry, you should have had to read three parashas, but Kriya Shema Lamita, and nobody does that. So it would seem to be, Rabbi Yisai, this is a phenomenally important machlokes. It seems to be that we have a machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Kriya Shema Balaylo, does it require just one parasha or all three? Rashi seems to be telling you one suffices. Tosfos seems to be telling you, no, you need all three. That's question number one. Question number two. V'oid kosha, I have a further question. The tzorich levorech b'kriyas shema shtayim lefoneho v'shtayim l'achareho ba'arvis. Question mark. Isn't there a halacha that the Kriya Shema Balayla requires brochas? Two before, two afterwards. And if you're going to tell me that the Kriya Shema in Shul didn't get me very far, so that means the main Kriya Shema of the Laila is not the one in Shul, is in fact Kriya Shema Alamita. Well then, why don't we make brochas before and after? Another phenomenal kasha. Another kasha, a third kasha, v'oid. The Oisa Kriya Shema Somach Lamita, that particular Kriya Shema which you say when you go to bed, Eino Elo Bishvil Hamazikin. Kedoma Besamuch. The Gemara is going to say later on in Daf Hey that Kriya Shema Alamita was instituted neged harmful forces. Whatever this means, when a person goes to bed, there are mazikin. So you need to say Kriya Shema as a protection against those mazikin. That's what the Gemara says, and that's why v'im Talmud Chacham hu einay tzarech. It says, therefore, a Talmud Chacham, who apparently is in less danger of the mazikin, he doesn't need to say Kriya Shema alamita. Question mark. That's another kasha on Rashi. Why? Because according to Rashi, what do you mean that the Kriya Shema Alamita is just an issue of mazikin? That's not true. It's much more serious than that. The Kriya Shema Alamita is your mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriya Shema Ba'aris. But yet the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says it's not. It's just a technical issue of mazikin. And in fact, the Talmud Chacham doesn't need to say Kriya Shema. We don't need to say Kriya Shema. Then how's he Yetzer Kriya Shema if he's davening the boy Yom? What's going on?
Who's going to consider whether or not he's a Talmud Chacham?
Yes, there's Gedorim of a Talmud Chacham. There are definitions that the Gemara gives us.
It's like a person saying, Anava is my strongest midah.
Right. So we see all of these questions seem to be pointing in one direction. All of these questions seem to be pointing in which direction? That the Kriya Shema Al Hamita is not the main Kriya Shema. Rashi says it is. But Tosfos says, I have question after question after question, which all seem to point in one direction, which is that no, Kriya Shema Al Hamita is not the main Kriya Shema. And that's why it's only one parasha. And that's why there's no brochas. And that's why it's just an issue of mazikin. So Rashi is in big trouble, but Tosfos has to suggest an alternative. Because if you're going to prove, very nice, you've proved to me with wonderful proofs that the Kriya Shema Al Hamita is not the Ikka. So which one is the Ikka? The one that you said in Ma'ariv time? But I'm sorry, that was Mibay Jain. So we're completely stuck. So we have to hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue, which will be on Sunday. As I mentioned, we're making a vote tonight in Yerushalayim. Nobody should feel obligated to come. We'll be delighted to see anybody. Miss Hashem, we can dance together at the Chasna as well. And Miss Hashem, we should just share simchas. I think it was the Chazon Ish who said that we live in an age of Hester Ponim, when we don't see the Yad Hashem clearly. We don't have a Beis Hamikdash. But the Chazon Ish said, even nowadays, there remains one area of life in which you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely clearly, no mask, and that's the area of Shidduchim. So I can tell you as a personal Hidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Shidduch is, we could not have seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu more clearly. We would never have envisaged this. This could never have happened had we not stayed in Eretz Yisrael, had we not moved to Gimel, and a number of other factors that came about between you and me when the Shidduch was first suggested. My first reaction is, don't be ridiculous, it's totally unsuitable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us by the hand, as my wife has said repeatedly over the last few days. We just felt like, you know, we're on that conveyor belt in the airport. You know, you just stand on the moving floor and you just do nothing, and it just takes you to where you're supposed to go to. So that's the way we have felt, and we're very overwhelmed with Hidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Be'ez Hashem, we should just hear Besuras Tevas for all of us and share Simchas together for many healthy years to come in this Hashem.
Amen. Here's my, I can't make it tonight, here's my Mazel Tov right now.
Okay, thank you. Baruch Tov. Okay, all the best. Kol Tov.